This
is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largie. Farm-to-market and ranch-to-market roads have helped rural Texans get around since the 1940s. But what happens when farm and ranch roads are surrounded by the cities they were supposed to be headed to, with no farms or ranches to be seen? These seemingly odd highway terms caught one listener's curiosity, and KUT's Jimmy Moss tells us what's behind the state's classification of farm-to-market and ranch-to-market roads.
Jonathan Robison moved to Austin after college, and as he rolled into town with all of his stuff, something on the highway signs sparked his curiosity.
There are all these signs for FM and RM and ranch-to-market, farm-to-market, and I said, well, okay, that's just an interesting way to name roads, and I was wondering, do these roads actually lead to a ranch or farm or neither?
Robison submitted his questions to KUT's AT Explained project, but couldn't wait around for the answer.
I'm walking down the street. I'm actually in Washington, D.C. I don't live in Austin anymore.
He had to move for a new job, but even when reached on the streets of D.C., Robison was still curious about the rhyme and reason for ranch-to-market and farm-to-market designations.
The FM road system, the farm-to-market road system, was designed and carried out right after World War II.
That's Chris Bishop with the Texas Department of Transportation, or TxDOT.
It was designed, as all the roads in Texas were at that time, to get the farmers out of the mud. But specifically, the FM road system was designed to do that.
Which was all well and good, but there was a group that began to feel left out.
Now, the difference between an FM and an RM, it's mostly semantics. On the western side of the state, for the most part west of I-35, there are more ranches. And the ranchers said, wait a minute, shouldn't this be a ranch-to-market road system?
It may be semantics, but this was the mid-1950s. City folk were just learning about the long-simmering farmer-rancher feud, thanks to Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma.
The farmer and the cowman should be friends. Oh, the farmer and the cowman should be friends. Oh, one man likes to push a plow, the other likes to chase a cow, but that's no reason why they can't be friends.
In 1956, the state gave in to rancher pressure and changed some of the farm roads to ranch roads. But which ones and where was a bit of an inexact science.
I don't think anybody has the definitive, all-knowing answer.
This is Brian Purcell. He's known as the Texas Highwayman. He runs a website by the same name detailing the history of the state's roads.
TxDOT will tell you the dividing line is 281. Anything east of 281 they call farm to market, and anything west of 281 they call ranch to market.
The 281 he's speaking of is U.S. Highway 281 that runs north out of San Antonio, west of Austin. He says when you look at a map, most of the ranch to market roads are clustered in the center of the state, with few in the panhandle.
So that 281 line is nebulous at best. I'd say it's really the hill country kind of west of Austin, north of San Antonio, and then kind of straight west from there.
Nebulous is right. There are several ranch-to-market roads east of that unofficial line. Even more nebulous is how TxDOT labels the roads. For example, signage for 620 from Round Rock through the edge of Austin and down to Bee Cave reads Ranch 620. But when exiting from freeways, you will have to take the FM 620 exit.
It's a trick. Point a chicken out and I'll catch it.
Blue Star Ranch is not far from the intersection of 620 and 2222 in Austin. Two ranch-to-market roads, according to signage, but maps refer to 620 as a farm road.
This rooster's name is Action Jackson. He's an active rooster, and that's all I'm going to say about that.
And just off the farm road, a chicken ranch.
I'm Mary Ann Fordyce, and you can refer to me as the Chicken Lady.
She began her chicken ranching in Belleville, midway between Austin and Houston. With an eye toward retirement, she moved her cage-free, non-GMO chicken ranch to Austin.
And we found a good location by the lake, and it's much smaller than I wanted, but the traffic flows really increased. Even though it's a farm-to-market road, it's really, really busy out here. It's kind of city-fied.
You just heard a chicken rancher call this ranch road a farm road. And that's okay. It seems farm-to-market and ranch-to-market are interchangeable. Chris Bishop at TxDOT even said so.
Essentially, they're interchangeable. FM more to the east, RM to the west, but there are some crossovers in that area.
to the state, both roads are part of the farm-to-market system. An RM is an FM, unless it's a UR. UR stands for Urban Road. Since 1995, farm and ranch-to-market roads in cities, like the previously mentioned 2222 and 620, have been officially renamed URs. So where are the urban road signs?
Tech Dot wanted to change the signs.
But the highwayman Brian Purcell says there was sort of a grassroots revolt on the grounds that the move was un-Texan.
And Tech Dot got so much blowback on that they're like, okay, we'll leave the signs. We'll let people still call them farm-to-market or ranch-to-market. But internally, yeah, we'll reclassify them.
So to fully answer Jonathan Robeson's question, ranch-to-market roads are mainly around the Hill Country and West. At least at one time, ranch and farm roads led to ranches and farms. All RMs are also FMs, while some RMs and FMs are actually URs. But nobody calls them that. Glad it could clear that up. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.
There's much more AT Explained at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to this podcast there. You can join our Facebook group, or you can ask your own question. We might answer it next time on AT Explained. That's all at atexplained.org. That's atexplained.org. Thanks for listening. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.